A proposal to spray a neurotoxic pesticide on oyster beds in southwest Washington is back on the table. Growers in Willapa Bay and Grays Harbor are looking for ways to address an infestation of burrowing shrimp. The state is taking comments on the controversial plan through Wednesday. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Public outcry led the State Department of Ecology to withdraw the growers' first plan to use the neonicotinoid imidacloprid in 2015. The new plan involves spraying a smaller acreage to begin with and doing it with ground equipment instead of helicopters. Annie Harold is a fourth-generation oyster farmer in Willapa Bay who supports the plan.
I mean, we're not even using an amount that's potent enough to kill the shrimp. It basically immobilizes them.
The shrimp would suffocate, so they stopped turning oyster beds to quicksand where nothing grows.
Without this, many of us will lose our farm.
But environmentalists such as Olympia resident Nathan Donley, who's a senior scientist at the Center for Biological Diversity, argue the risks are too great because more than just the targeted shrimp will be affected.
And we just don't have enough scientific data to come to a confident conclusion that this won't have serious ecological consequences.
Even some oyster growers in the area, including the largest, Taylor Shellfish, are still not on board because of public concern. Imidacloprid is largely banned in the EU and is facing a proposed ban in Canada due to its severe impacts on aquatic species. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.